Welcome, welcome, welcome. What?
Nothing. It was a great intro. Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to Between Us. I'm Jaden.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Taylor on the God mic.
And
this is our house.
This is our podcast.
Meg and Emma are here too.
This is cool, man. We made it past 30.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Beat the statistics.
Yep. All right. If you haven't already, like and subscribe to the number one podcast in the world, which is maybe ours. I haven't looked at the analytics. But yeah, right off the top, Lindsay's been revived.
The sun has stayed longer than a week, and I'm alive.
I don't even know where she is.
I'm half just outside the days now. I'm outside all the time.
You feeling better?
Much better. Makes me feel good.
Why?
You just need some sun in your life.
I don't understand.
I get seasonal depression on top of my already depression.
You got the double whammy. You're just stacking up the depressions at this point.
So I get very, like, winters are rough. I just don't want to do anything. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to just lay on the couch and wallow.
I wonder what the science is.
I have no idea. You do need vitamin D.
I don't.
You need vitamin D.
I don't know. I feel more happy when it's cloudy.
I know. We were outside pulling weeds, and I'm wearing, like, shorts and, like, a cropped tank top. And Jaden's got his zip-up jacket and pants and a hat on.
I didn't want no vitamin D touching my skin. Also, I think we should make an announcement. What's it called when you, like, announce something to the public for safety?
A PSA.
A PSA. This is your friendly weekly PSA. Don't heat up your honey in the microwave.
Oh, I was wondering where this was going.
So I was being a good boy.
Cooking dinner.
I was making dinner. And part of it is I had to make a sauce. And I was mixing it up, and then it says add honey. But the honey, you know, when it crystallizes and gets hard.
Oh, I know.
And it was in, like, it looked like a ketchup packet thing. Mm-hmm. So what do you do when the honey's hard?
I don't know. I have never heated up honey, ever.
Well, that's because I do.
And it ruins our honey bottles every time.
We've got to get those microplastics back into the honey.
Okay.
To loosen it up. So I was trying to loosen it up, make it liquid again. So I put two honey packets in the microwave, and I start the timer, and I only did, like, I don't know, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, and then it finishes, and I open the microwave door. Have you seen Jurassic Park? When that lizard thing spits the oil on that,
yes,
dude's face.
I do.
That's what happened to me. I opened the microwave. Right into my eyes, honey. And on my face. And I'm like, ah, oh my gosh. And I yell, Lindsay. And she goes, not right now.
That's not what I said, Jaden.
I watched it back.
I said, just give me a second.
You said, not right now.
Okay, we're going to post the video for everyone to see.
Follow us on Instagram.
I said, I hear him say, oh, frick. And then he goes,
no,
yes, you did. And then I hear, Lindsay, come here. I said, okay, just give me a second. Because Fletcher had a bloody nose at the same time. And Jaden goes, no, come here right now. So then I go running in there. And he's
got, you come in like this, you're like, what? And I'm like, I got honey in my face. And she's like, oh.
Jaden.
And I'm like, is it burned? do you see spots? And she's like, it's fine.
Jaden, you'll be fine. You are such an exaggerator.
What happened?
Then? I came in. I said, oh my gosh, what happened? You said the honey exploded my vest. I said, are you okay? And I looked at your face to make sure it was okay. And you're like, is it fine? I said, yeah, it looks okay. I said, that's so scary. I said that like 3 times.
That's what I just said.
You were like acting like I could care less.
You took forever.
Flood, you had a bloody nose.
I was burning.
Jaden, you had like speckles on your face.
I didn't know.
It wasn't like that. You're making it.
As far as I know, I had freaking okay, no more face.
Okay, well, Fletcher had a bloody nose, and I didn't know what happened, so how am I? All you said was, Lindsay, come here. But there was honey all over our counter and our floors.
And my face.
All over the microwave.
And my eyes.
But he didn't get any, like, burns from it.
Luckily.
Yeah.
That was dangerous. So,
I'm really glad you're okay, personally.
Thanks, Taylor.
Jaden.
Taylor, you get a car.
If you don't post this, I'm going to post it so everyone can see what my reaction actually was.
Okay, sounds good.
Eyes can actually be scary. I will give you that because my friend was at like a fire one time and there was a firecracker that was in the fire that they didn't know, and it like shot off, and she was like blind in her eye for months and had to go to the U. It was like a freak accident. It wasn't a crazy bonfire party. Like, it was just with some friends.
I was just cooking dinner.
And she was like,
why are you acting like that happened to you and I just didn't care? Like, your eye is fine. And I reacted accordingly. Jeez.
Maybe you should start wearing protective eye gear.
Yeah, good idea.
When you cook. When both you cook. Of you.
I just think it was scary.
It was scary, and I said that to you.
I know, you were nice.
Okay, thank you. So why are you acting like I wasn't?
For fun?
Well, it's not fun for me.
Okay, let's move on. Jeez Louise. Get us out of this mess, Taylor.
Okay. You started it.
Well, that is the conclusion of Off the Top.
Wow.
So now we would like to thank our listeners for settling our debate last week.
Oh, yeah.
And that debate was on having significant other's location. The consensus? Yes. Duh.
Duh.
A comment from one of our listeners on our YouTube short. This person named Brass Bat says, my wife and I share our location. Neither of us is paranoid. We started this when we moved to a new state. We still have the app, but I don't remember the last time I looked at it. To my knowledge, she doesn't ever look at it either. If she does, well, she knows where I am. So location shared to wife, success.
I wonder if what would happen if they changed it so that the person that you were looking at could see that you were looking at their location. I feel like people would look at other people's location.
I think
less.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, like if I'm actively looking at Meg's, it doesn't say.
Oh, it doesn't tell
Taylor's looking at your location.
Oh, I thought it did.
Really?
Well, it notifies you, like you know that you're sharing it with them, but you don't know when they're like.
Looking at it.
Gandering.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that one's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But if you watched last episode, Lindsay threw on another debate that we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned to the end.
Stay tuned.
But thank you. Keep commenting. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing like what everyone says and how they handle in their relationship. Because a lot of times you think like, oh, that would be crazy. But then you realize you're the crazy one. And I'm like, whoa. I thought you have like an existential thing.
Although I did bring up the other day, speaking of our debates.
Okay.
Jaden hasn't used our blender in
probably
a couple months.
There it is back there. Jaden, point above your shoulder.
I was very tempted to put it away, but I didn't want to start another argument. Are you going to start using the blender again? Okay, well, I'm going to put it away.
No. No.
But does the coffee maker get used?
Yes, every day.
No, it
Jaden.
Does not.
Yes, it does, and you know it.
Okay, I got something.
What is
breaking
it?
News, we have a debate in the middle
when
of the pod.
When you were gone,
Yes.
When you were gone.
Let's hear it.
I left the toaster on the counter the entire time. And every time I used it, happiness went inside of me. Every time I thought, I was like, freak yes. I don't have to freaking open the swinging freaking thing, spin the thing, pull it out, get my hands all crummy, put it on the table, use it, unplug it, try to put it back in without burning myself. I didn't have to think about that once.
Okay, but guess what? Guess what, Jaden? You only have to do half of that because you still leave it on the counter and I put it away.
Well, hunky dory, Lindsay. Yeah. What do you want from me?
So don't act like you did all this work when I still do half of it for you.
Well, I will tell you, I was very pleased.
Well, it was short lived. It's never gonna happen.
What were we talking about?
We had a breaking news middle of the pod debate, and that was great, you guys. Let me take you out of this one.
Go.
We're gonna talk about some news. All right?
Please. As long as it's not about us.
So, we live in Utah, and we have some Utah news.
Oh, some local,
yes,
huh?
Yes, local news. A Utah couple arrested for defrauding customers out of $600,000.
What?
A Utah couple is being charged with financial crimes after they ran a gun and ammunition business that they allegedly used to defraud customers and financial firms of more than $600,000. The couple reportedly obtained hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations that were supposedly meant to benefit first responders in Ukraine.
Oh. Are you serious? No way.
That's all that's written here. So do you have any other info for us?
No.
Where was this? Like what city?
I don't know.
St. George. Always. I don't know. That's not true, but...
Well, that is where the Ruby Frankie's kids were found.
It's true. Something's going on down there. So they said, hey, donate to Ukraine. But they were just buying guns and ammunition with those donations?
No, it sounded like that was their business. And the business was asking people... You know, like at Panda Express, where they're like, you want to donate for Children's Hospital? They were asking for donations for first responders, and it sounds like they were just pocketing the money.
Jeez Louise.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
Well, more in the news.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, wouldn't you rather, though, donate it? Because don't companies do that for
tax
purposes?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Unless they were just like, oh, we can use this for a new boat. Or...
Yeah.
like the preacher man that we talked about on the pod a while ago. Got new teeth.
I feel like that's going to happen more.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I feel like the economy is so bad.
Yeah.
And people get desperate, you know, where it's like they start doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, that's crazy.
Moving on in the news, one more piece of news here. The DOJ is likely to sue Ticketmaster's parent company. The U.S. Department of Justice is reportedly preparing to file an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation, the world's largest live entertainment company, alleging that it has abused its market dominance to stifle competition in event ticketing. This legal action, which targets the company's practices since its merger with Ticketmaster in 2010, could potentially reshape its multifaceted business, which includes concert promotion, ticket sales, artist management, and venue operations.
I hate Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
It is cheaper, though, than...
No.
I feel like I just looked up tickets for something. Was it the Laney concert? And the ones at the Delta Center, if you went on the Delta Centers, or what's
it
called now?
They use Ticketmaster.
No, Delta Center, you SeatGeek now. Exclusively.
Really? And I thought they were more expensive than the Ticketmaster ones.
Ticketmaster is known for like being horrible with fees.
Yeah, so
like your ticket will be $30.
Yeah. Oh, that's true though.
And then by the end it's like $100.
But at the Delta Center website, same thing. They had a huge fee at the end.
I think all those are so lame.
Yeah. The only one that I use recently that is helpful is TickPick. And on TickPick, they show the total cost of the ticket when you're looking at the ticket. So they technically, I think, have fees, but they tell you what the total is going to be during. So when you go to checkout, it's not all of a sudden $100 more, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I was reading a little bit into this because they're looking at like it being a monopoly where they've purposely like blocked out competition. Like Taylor Swift, all of hers was through Ticketmaster.
Oh.
And she like hates Ticketmaster.
Oh, that's right.
Like she came out and was like, this is terrible. Like I wanted my concert ticket prices to be this. And because of your fees, it's like triple that.
And people were buying them and reselling them right away.
And that's the issue. Here's something. When you buy a Rolex, it has like a serial number. Okay.
Okay.
And let's say I resell my Rolex, right? So let's say I buy it today and I resell it tomorrow for more, right? Well, when you do the resale, you have to put in your serial number. And it actually goes back to Rolex and they won't sell you any more watches.
If you resell your Rolex?
Because they don't want people doing that of like buying up all the new watches when they drop just to resell them. They don't want that. So I think they should do that for concert tickets where it gets assigned a number. And once you buy it, you can't just flip them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then the price is the price. Right. Right? And like a lot of seats would still be open and I don't know. I was just thinking about that.
That's crazy though, because that means you have to keep your Rolex forever.
I don't. I'm sure there's a time period.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, almost everyone buys Rolex and resells it. I'm sure as an investment, right?
I don't know.
Just or maybe you just want a different Rolex.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you can't buy it and then resell it like a week later.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
You know, for more.
Another thought on the concerts is. I was reading or saw a TikTok or something, I can't remember, that was talking about how artists really only make money off of merch during concerts. They don't really make a lot from the actual show. And so I wonder if this legal action against Live Nation will help reshape that at all, because those companies are just taking so much money and it seems the artists don't make as much. And the best way to support them currently is through buying their merch at the show.
Yeah, but with the merch, a lot of times Ticketmaster is the one who does the merch. Because they're vertically integrated. So they, a lot of times, will manage the artist, manage the tickets, manage the merch sales, like everything, and block out everyone else.
Wow.
So that's what they're looking into is like, are they, you know, purposely putting in things to never have competitors, you know?
So why doesn't, I don't understand why the venue isn't just the only place that sells the tickets, you know?
Well, that's how it used to be.
Well, I feel like that's how it should be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's like...
Because then they can just, it could be a set price, you know? You have to look at all these other different websites to find, I don't know. It's kind of like flights, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Or like hotels, but still.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems weird. Because it's also weird, like, I've been going to a lot of movies, and I seen that, like, Fandango adds on hefty fees.
Yeah.
When you buy online.
But you can just buy straight from the theater, so I don't understand why people would buy from Fandango.
I don't know. Because of convenience? I don't know. That's crazy. That'll be interesting to see if they actually follow through, though.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're just investigating right now.
Okay, let's play our favorite game. We're not really strangers. Two cards.
Two cards. What?
Nothing.
You go first.
Oh, okay. Right here?
No.
We're on level three?
No.
Oh, from the back?
The back. That's the front.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. What's the hardest compromise you've had to make in this relationship? Apparently, it's the blender on the counter.
and the toaster.
That's still a non-compromise for me. Also,
yes.
We've made lots of compromises.
We have?
Well, two that I can think of.
What are you talking about?
The blender and the dogs.
Wow, what a trade-off.
Yep. Both my... Well,
it seems like I'm the one who got the bad deal here.
Really? Because I hate the blender on the counter.
Yeah, well, I...
Love Don't say the dogs. It. Don't you dare. The people are going to come for you.
Say that you like them. You have to.
What's the hardest compromise I've made?
Let me see. Let me read.
Yeah, the dogs.
You've had to bake, yeah.
The dogs.
Yep.
I told Lindsay I need a 10-year break.
No.
Yes.
No.
All right. What's the hardest compromise you've made? Yeah, exactly. Come on.
I can
drum something up.
Well, I already said the blender, and the only one I can think of. The only other one I can think of is we don't have the fan on in our room anymore, on the ceiling fan, and it makes me sad.
We're gonna have to reevaluate this situation. Let me do the next one. All right. Hold on.
You don't like that one, or did you read this? I put it in. Oh.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Ooh. What's the sexiest thing I do without realizing it? Without even trying.
You know, I think it's I really think it's when you play with Fletcher. I think it's so cute.
That's the sexiest, Lindsay.
You know, when you're just like a good dad or like a good husband, and you're like, cook dinner. I really like that.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Maybe that's more of like it just makes me like feel so much more love for you. Maybe that's a different thing.
That's not the question.
What about like a fresh beard trim?
He does. That you do
without even. I don't even know. I'm being sexy, and but Lindsay's like. That's sexy. What do I do?
I don't know. I need to think about it for a minute.
Heck.
You go first.
We need to reevaluate.
You go first. I feel like I'm misunderstanding the question.
Nope, it's pretty straightforward, Linz. I don't think there's any misunderstanding. What's the sexiest thing I do?
I don't know.
Cool.
I need to think about it.
Oh, man. This episode.
You,
I'm sorry.
It's your turn to go first.
You haven't even gone. How's
my
turn?
I need you to go first so I can think for a second.
Let me think. Okay. You get these... Let me think. I just thought of something funny, but I'm not going to say it.
Why?
Because... sometimes...
Yeah.
When you're feeling a little flirty.
Okay.
You'll look at me.
Okay.
But the eyes say it all.
Like what? Let's see a reenactment.
Like you're like. You're like.
Really? That doesn't look like.
Oh, you're like this. You're like.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like,
no, I don't.
I usually say, why are you looking at me?
Oh, yeah, that is true, I guess.
And she goes, I just want you.
It's a good, what's the word? Not interpretation.
Okay, go.
What's the word?
What?
Reenactment? Imitation, thank you.
Okay, let's hear yours. Jeez.
Something that you do
without... Oh my gosh, Lindsay. You're bad.
Something that you do without noticing.
Just forget that.
Forget what?
Just, what do I do that you find sexy?
Well.
Let's move on. My gosh, this is embarrassing. Please, put me out of my misery. End this freaking pod. I don't want to do it anymore.
I do know, like, there's times where I'm like,
I do know what. Well, it sounds but, like you don't know.
What about, like, when Jaden's mowing the lawn?
Right, that's what I'm trying to think of. I'm trying to think of, like, those times.
Or working out in the yard.
You'd actually have to notice me.
Oh, stop it, Jaden. Yeah.
Or cooking dinner.
Yeah, when you cook dinner.
Bull crap.
Does he ever cook dinner with just an apron on or anything like that?
No, he has not ever done that.
No. Cool. Okay, thanks, Linz. All right.
Let me
I need some time to think.
This is embarrassing. Cut this whole thing. We're not publishing this. Should we stop right now?
I did think of something. For some reason, whenever we're like with other people, I think just what I like fell in love with him to begin with was just like his personality. And when we're like around a group of people, his personality really comes out because he's like very outgoing when we're around other people. And so I'm very attracted to you when we're in public with other people.
Oh,
and you're
too bad we never leave the house.
You're cracking jokes and you're just like having a good time.
Aw, so sweet.
If you haven't noticed, we're now the day after.
Day after what?
It took you that long.
It's Jaden.
It's a new day.
It's a brand new day.
You can't just put me on the spot like that.
Yeah, that was such a hard question.
Well,
I'll have you know.
Yes.
That I was looking at my DNA. Okay.
Okay.
And it said, I am 100%
hangry.
Are you introverted?
I thought you say you're hangry right now because you're acting hangry. Because your DNA also says you're prone to being hangry.
It did say that. But it also said that I'm most likely introverted.
Right. Like, it's hard to get you to go out and do stuff, but once you're out, you have the best time and you're like chatting it up with everyone and it's hard to get you to leave.
Yep.
Okay. So I would say you're both. And I feel like people that know you, especially because they only see you when we're like out doing something, when you're like the life of the party, are surprised when you tell them you're introverted.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think I let people down.
Jaden, what do you mean?
Because I become their friend.
Yes, Jaden becomes instant friends, and then it's hard to get him to do stuff, so then they want to hang out, and Jaden likes to stay at home.
Yeah, and then they're sad.
But that's okay.
Okay. All right, what do we got next?
Now... We are on to our submission of the week.
Woohoo!
All right, here's a submission. As a bereaved parent myself, my heart goes out to both of you. I struggle a lot with the what ifs that come after losing a child. How have you dealt with this?
Like what ifs? Like what if that hadn't happened? What if we're like...
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, what if they were still here, you know?
Yeah.
Things like that.
I think that's the hardest.
It's really hard, actually.
Part of it all.
Yeah.
Is, like, you can't help yourself.
Right. Especially if it's something that's, like, a freak accident. You know, you're like, well, what if I had done this? Or what if we didn't do that day? Or what if, you know? Yeah. So, you can drive yourself crazy with those, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, that's definitely been the hardest. It's just, like, wrestling with, like, did Royce die because of the mistake I made of putting him on the bed?
Right.
You know?
Or was there
some existential power?
Yeah, that, like, he was just... Because, you know, a lot of people believe in destiny or, like...
Yeah.
Which is also hard because it's, like, well, so... I don't know. It's just a lot, I feel like, because you're like, well, what if he was supposed to die? Or what if he was still here? Like, what would we be doing? Or, it's just something that I feel like could drive you crazy.
Can I chime in with a what if?
Yeah.
So this is kind of on the other side. My best friend's dad died when we were 14. And then my mom died when I was 21. And he told me, like, it was... Even when my mom hadn't even died yet, it was like a few hours before. And he said, I know this sounds crazy, but like the people who will come into your life because of this, like he was looking back on his own journey that if my dad never died, a lot of these people I've met or people who have stepped up for me, it wouldn't have happened if that didn't happen. So for me, that's a what if that strikes me a lot is, a lot of my life in the last 6 years wouldn't have happened, you know? So that's kind of on the opposite side of the what if is like, you know, I might not have met you guys. Yeah. And same thing with Royce, like you may have never ended down the path you did and we wouldn't be doing what we're doing now. And it's just interesting to think about it from that side of things.
Yeah.
That obviously I would do anything to have my mom back. You guys are the same for Royce, but you look at your life now and you're like, it wouldn't be like this right now.
No, that's true. Yeah. And I'm grateful for the route we took after Royce passed. You know, like I have no what if about that.
Right.
You know, like I don't know if there was a better path we could have done.
Right.
You know, but yeah, it's just like, it's hard seeing kids that are Royce's age.
It is, yeah.
And just seeing, like, how grown up they are. And, like, obviously with Fletcher, like, my biggest dream would be for him to, like, have his brother.
Right, but also kind of going along with what Taylor was saying, like, who knows if we would have even had Fletcher, you know? Because we're a one kid family. So maybe Royce would have been an only child.
This has been coming to my mind a lot lately is like, I feel like we would have had another child and the timing would have been perfect.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, 'cause we had Royce, what year? 2016.
Yeah.
And like then we had Fletcher 2020, so 4 years apart. Like I feel like I would have been like perfect. Right. Our family's complete.
Right, but at the same time I don't know. I feel like I was content with Royce and I wasn't really thinking about having others, and that's kind of how I feel with Fletcher as well. So I don't know if we would have felt differently or the same. Yeah. Or
because now when I think about it, it's like the timing just seems like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that time has passed. You know? And I have like some like, ugh.
Yeah.
If Royce was here, this would be perfect.
I know. Like, but I feel like the what ifs kind of, I feel like they're very heavy at first, but I feel like with time you kind of.
Yeah.
You still think about it. I'm like, I still think like, well, what if he was still here? Or what if, you know? But I feel like I don't think about them as much as I used to.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not. Like, that's what consumed me,
mm-hmm.
you know, is just like freak. Because your mind wants to go back and fix it.
Yep.
And it won't accept. Like,
yeah, but it's hard. That's a really hard look. Because in your mind, it's like, it's an easy fix. It's, what if we just could go back in time and just fix this little thing? And then we're a happy family, you know?
Yeah. And it was hard, too, at the time. Because, like, something as big and, like, traumatic as that. Like, it was very confusing to me why I didn't get a sense of, like,
mm-hmm.
danger something bad was or something happen. Bad.
Yeah.
You know, because I've had feelings of, like, oh, I should go and do this. And then, oh, wow, big miracle, right. you know. And it was, like, I've had those experiences. And so, after the fact, I kept, like, thinking of every part of that day of, like, did I get any right. sense of, like...
Yeah.
Something bad is going to happen.
Yeah, I did. I definitely didn't. It was 4th of July. Like, we were about to go see fireworks, and it was, like, a totally normal day. I never would have, never felt anything was about to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah. I can't think of anything, you know. I had some weird moments prior,
yeah,
you know, but right. even those moments were, like, oh, someone's going to die. Right. You know, that never came into my yeah. head, right?
Because something with my brother, it was his birthday the week that he passed away. His birthday was on a Friday. On Wednesday, I was thinking maybe I should text my brother a happy birthday. But in my brain, I was like, well, it's not his birthday yet. So I'm not going to text him till Friday. So then afterwards, I was like, well, so that to me, that was like, oh, maybe my mind was trying to tell me that something was about to happen, you know, and to text him. So that's a what if I deal with that. Like, well, what if I would have just texted him and like let him know that I was thinking about him, you know?
Yeah.
But I didn't get anything like that with Royce.
Yeah. Like it was just took me by surprise, yeah. obviously. Right. Like, even now, it's hard for me to believe. Like, my brain still can't come to the, like, reality right. of all that happened.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, it kind of just seems like a bad dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, like, so, yeah, I think what's helped the most is, like, I just have to ground myself into...
Like, right you know, now, like,
what
this
happened,
is me, right.
happened.
Yeah, and there's nothing we can
what
do
can
about
I do?
It. Right.
You know, like, yeah, I can sit here and think about that, but what does that do?
Right.
You know, other than create more guilt mm-hmm. and more regret and, like, more anger that I didn't do this different thing, you know? And, like, we were having this conversation with my mom and John, and he said something that was like very profound of like, even if you could go back in time, you'd be the same person,
mm-hmm.
right? With the knowledge you had then, that was the best you could do.
Yeah.
You know, and like you weren't doing anything but trying to play with your son and,
right. and
he
was
had
laughing.
An accident.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you went back in time, you would still play with
play
your
with
son.
Him. Yeah.
Even knowing the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's like, so yeah, I think just grounding myself. Also, like, for me, what's been really healing, which might surprise some of you, is, like, it was hard for me to think that God did that. That was more detrimental to my mental health.
Because
then I hated God, you know? And I was like, well, then that's not a God I even want to put any energy in, right? Because... if he's willing to kill our son and take him from us, then, you know. And letting go of that was, like, super healing. Of, like, God didn't kill our son. I think it was just an accident. That's mm-hmm. all it was, you know. And that was much more healing than being like, oh, it was his time to go and God
right.
took him. Like,
yeah, that seems too
that
unfair.
Was rough to, yeah. like.
So it's like, yeah.
Go ahead.
She's gonna say because it's like I have a hard time with that still just because I'm like it's like God really I mean people say like oh well you know you're stronger because of your trials or it was his time to go but it's like I am suffering you know
Yeah.
And I'm going to suffer for the rest of my life. Yeah. So that was something that I feel like if it is the God that I grew up believing in, I just feel like that's really unfair. And I don't think that that's something that, I don't know. That's not something I agree with, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like the further I've stepped back from how involved God is in my life, the more freeing it is for me, and I don't feel so like much anger, I guess.
Yeah, that's the same for me. The biggest thing that I've been able to like let go of is the anger.
Yeah.
You know, because every time I'd read my scriptures, it would like make me so angry.
Yeah.
And because you're promised, oh, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given. Well, we asked.
Yeah.
You know, we asked God to save him.
Right.
Right. And no door was open. Right. And
so then it's like a win-win for, I don't know, I'm not going to get into that, I guess, but like it's like you pray, a miracle happens, you believe more in God. You pray, nothing happens, he dies, but then God gives you challenges to make you stronger, and that's just what's supposed to. So then I'm like, well, why are we praying to begin with if either way God's just going to do whatever he wants to do? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So it's like, so that's just what I had a hard time with is like, so I just feel like the further I've kind of distanced myself from that, the better I feel about the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Cause it's like, it's hard to hear of like, oh, I, you know, so-and-so's son drowned and they prayed and right. then, oh, he was revived and yeah. came back to life. And it just makes you feel like, well, so we weren't worthy of right. that blessing. We
yeah, didn't but like, earn oh, it. Well, no, it's because it was just Royce's time. And I'm yeah. like, I don't like that.
Yeah, that never felt right to yeah. me. So, and I know, Taylor, you obviously have had, like you said, some unique experiences with your own mom, right? And like, I don't know, like, it's obviously different because Royce's was like an accident, mm-hmm. right? And like, but I think everyone that's lost someone deals with the what ifs, and I don't know if you have any insight, not to put you on the spot.
No, you're good. Yeah, I mean, my mom, her cancer came back and then she was doing really well. That happened in, she was doing good for a long time, like not quite a year, but a while. And then mm-hmm. it was, I think, February of 2018. And then she did an oral chemo, so it was like pills through the summer, so she didn't lose her hair and stuff. And then at the end of July she just got really sick. And so yeah, my sister and I have talked a lot about the what ifs, like, you know, what if instead of the oral chemo she just did straight up hardcore chemo from the beginning, and or from the, you know, that round, would she have beat it and then not have died? And then also like a week before she died, they were like, we need to start real chemo now. And they did. And so we've kind of talked about like, well, what if we didn't do that? Would she have not died so fast? Because she died pretty quick. So yeah, like we've talked about those what ifs, but where I've kind of landed is doing that oral chemo through the summer. That summer was like, we look back on it as in a way of, you know, we got to have some good quality time yeah. and she had only some side effects that were minor instead of being super sick, losing hair. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I kind of have wrestled with that a little bit, but I really don't think there's anything they could have done in terms of prolonging her life that would have been, you know, good quality
yeah.
of life. So yeah, I wrestle with that a little bit, but where, you know, like she was sick. So it felt, looking back, it just kind of felt inevitable almost. It was going to happen, but I think we had the best route of quality of life, enjoying our last few months together, even though we didn't know that it was going to happen so fast. So, yeah, like I said, the theme for me over the last year or two has been really focusing on, I don't think my life would be how it is right now if that never happened. The people I've met, you know, even meeting Meg, there's just so many different things and what I'm doing for work right now and the person I am. I think it made me, this is weird, but I think it made me a better person in some ways, because it made me more empathetic and caring for the people around me. And maybe I'm still not great at showing that, but I feel like I do value my time with people more in certain aspects anyway.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you got to dwell on the here and now. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, and like Taylor's saying, like, well, I am a better person and I am more empathetic and, you know, I still have a lot to give, you know? And like, I was listening to this podcast with, it was with Jeff, the barber guy. And what was the musician's name?
Mike Posner.
And Mike Posner is like on this big, like he's like Wim Hof trained and like all this stuff. But he heard from someone, I can't remember who had said it originally, but he was like, I love the saying of like, we're all just walking each other home. And like that sentiment, I was like, that really rings to me, is like, we're all just walking home, you know, and like to the inevitable.
Right.
And that's what life is about. Mm-hmm. It's not about the past and how can I change this? And, you know, it's all about, we're all here now going towards the same spot. Right. And it's just a matter of, you know, the quality of life that we give ourselves and how we help improve the quality of life for those around us.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. That reminds me of, we're watching Breaking Bad right now.
Oh my God.
Let's put the icing on the cake with Breaking Bad.
And he's sitting about to do, I don't know if he's at a doctor's appointment and he's sitting next to somebody and the guy, I remember what he said to him. It was something like positive.
I know what it is. He says he has cancer and so does Walt. And the guy's like talking about how his life's so good before. And he's all, but you know, man plans and God laughs.
Oh, that's right.
And Walt.
He said, I can't remember what Walt says back, but he basically says,
like,
F no. you.
Yeah. He's like, you're in control. He basically was like, I'm in control of my life. And he's like, you think this is a death sentence? He said, we're all born with a death sentence because we all die, basically.
Yeah.
And so he basically was like, I'm going to be in control of my life.
He said, until I die,
I'm in control.
I'm in control.
Here's the line from Breaking Bad if you want it.
Yes.
So the guy says, it's like what they say, man plans and God laughs. Walt, that is such bullshit. The guy says, excuse me? Walt, never give up control. Live life on your own terms.
Yeah, Walt.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but cancer is cancer. To hell with your cancer. I've been living with cancer for the better part of a year. Right from the start, it's a death sentence. That's what they keep telling me. Well, guess what? Everything comes with a death sentence. So every few months, I come in here for my regular scan, knowing full well one of these times, hell, maybe even today, I'm going to hear some bad news. But until then, who's in charge? Me. That's how I live my life.
Good. Nice.
That's great.
That one, I was like, yeah, that resonated with me.
That's empowering.
From Breaking Bad. Yes.
Let's to hell go. With your cancer.
And the dude was like, what?
Cancer is cancer. No.
No.
That's bullshit. I'm in charge.
Yeah, that's great. Way to tie that in, Lance. That was awesome.
Well, that seems like a great place to get to our settling of the debate.
Love you.
Love you.
Yes, very tender, very sweet. And hopefully we just stay on that vein through the rest.
Yes.
So last week we kind of touched on this. We teased this at the end of our pod. And today's Settle Our Debate is, as a couple, do you have the right to go through your partner's phone?
So this, I think this, I'm actually interested to hear what people think, because I feel like that's not something that we just do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like I would just pick up your phone and go through it. And even if, but I feel like if I did, I don't know, because I haven't done it, but I feel like you wouldn't really care. But at the same time, like, do I have that right to do that?
Ooh, that's the question. Yeah. Is the right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, do you have, like, scheduled monthly phone swaps?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Because, like you said, it's hard because I wouldn't care.
Right.
I'd be like, sure, like, can you go through my unread messages right. and reply to some of them? And can you answer some emails while you're at it? You know, like, but this made me think of something.
What?
So on TikTok,
uh-huh.
I know it's cringy, okay? I like TikTok, okay? I know I bring it up a lot.
It's fine. There's lots of stuff on there.
But there's these dudes on TikTok who will grab a couple and they'll be like, come here. Do you want $500?
Yeah.
And of course the couple's like, yeah, sure. Okay, swap phones.
And they won't do it?
And usually, or like, give him your phone. Or yeah. No, they'll usually have her go through his phone.
Right.
And usually she's like, okay. And the guy will stand behind her and be like, oh, I see Ashley. And she's like, that's his sister. Oh, I see Jenny. Oh, that's his boss or whatever, you know? And then she'll give it back to him. And then they're like, okay, give him your phone.
And she doesn't want
to. And usually the girls are always like, oh, I thought we were just doing his.
Really?
And they're like, why don't you want to? And the boyfriend's usually like, yeah, why don't you want to? And a lot of times when they do give it up, they're the ones.
Really? That surprises me.
I know. And there was this one where she was like, okay, but like, I get to hold it or something.
Really? So she's getting like, delete it real fast.
And they're scrolling. And then they're like, who's Jeff? And her face is like bright red. And they're like, click on that. And she's like, I don't really want to. And the husband's like, no. Let me see. And then looks, clicks on it. And it's like, come over here, baby. And like,
oh my gosh,
give me a touch. And it was her coworker.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then they were like, got you. You busted. And she slaps. Boom.
Her boyfriend or her the guy husband. That... Oh. Slaps him
and walks away, and he has like this huge handprint, like perfect handprint on his face.
But she hit him
because he was like, what the hell? And she's like, don't you even boom. Yeah, so I've been watching those. There's tons, and really? It's like I would say 9 out of 10 the girls.
That's interesting,
because the guys usually they're like, oh, he's looking at Home Depot or like, you know, like, but with them, it's usually like DMs where it gets naughty.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah.
And she's like, a lot of times they'll like be like, oh, I don't, I'm just like flirting just to, see, I like to see how far I can get men to go or something. Like, I don't really care about them.
That's crazy.
Sorry, I don't even know, but.
But at the same time, I'm like, I feel like if you've got a feeling that maybe your spouse is doing something they shouldn't be.
Well, then don't you just bring it up and say.
But then sometimes.
I'm feeling insecure that you're DMing girls.
Right, but do you think they would get, I feel like a lot of times people would just get defensive at that point. Like, no, I'm not. Because they want to keep it a secret. So they don't want their life to blow up.
Yeah,
so
true.
I feel like. Maybe if you, I just don't know. Cause it's like on one side, I'm like, if you have nothing to hide, then who cares? But on the other hand, it's like, that's your phone. Like, I don't really feel like that's my place to go through it. But at the same time, it's like, you could also find something that could
help you know what's going on.
Right, because it's like you don't want to be in a relationship with someone that's cheating on you. So it's like that could help you find that out.
Okay, you go into the phone. You see Sally.
Yeah, what do I do?
And Sally's like, love you, boo-boo. What do you do?
Throwing all your stuff out of this house and locking
it. No, what do you actually do?
I'd probably yell.
Do you try to get your spouse to admit to it? Like,
yes, I'd probably...
Like, do you love me still? Or like, do you just come out and be like...
I would probably yell at you. Sally? That's probably what I would do.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, who's Sally? Sally? But what gets me
how
is when...
How you know Sally?
What gets me is when there are... is when people, like, if that was me and you're talking to Sally and I'm mad at Sally, like, that gets me. I'm like, why wouldn't I be mad at you? Why would I be mad at Sally?
I'd be mad at him. If I look and Chad's getting punched.
Yeah, that's still messed up, but it's still like if Sally knew about me, that's still messed up of her, but I'm more mad at you because you're my husband.
Oh, you get it too, but Chad gets it double. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because it's true. It's like, how else do you know?
Because I've seen on like Reddit and stuff like that where they're like, well, I don't want my husband to know that I went through his phone. So what do I do in this situation? Because I don't want him to feel like I broke his trust. But it's like, he already broke your trust. He cheated on you. So it's like, why should you feel bad about going through his phone?
So the debate is it you're right?
Yeah.
I have some thoughts.
Okay.
So we talked about this after the pod for a little bit last week because we teased it, but speaking of TikTok, I saw one of a guy talking about this, and he was talking about how, you know, it's like there's a certain level of privacy, like, you know, what if you journal on your phone or your notes, like, or, you know, when I'm talking to my friend, you know, or my dad, when we're in person, like, that's a private conversation. So is texting a private conversation? So this is outside of like cheating. This is more about, you know, are you allowed, like, you do have the right to have private conversations that
interesting.
It's not like you're talking about your partner maybe, but you just want to be able to have private conversations with people that other people aren't going to hear. And the other side of it is trust. Like, how do you shouldn't necessarily have to earn your partner's trust by showing them that unless it's an issue. You know what I mean? Like, one time when I was in junior high, my uncle was kind of joking around and he said, I'm not going to make a rule to not do meth in the basement if my kids aren't doing meth in the basement. Like, so I think that's almost like, you shouldn't have to earn the trust by saying, okay, we're dating now, you can go through my phone, because that's how I'm going to earn your trust. You should trust me because we're in a relationship and I love you and I prove that to you. But, you know, if you maybe do something wrong, then at that point it's like, okay, we have this new rule. Like, this is how I can trust you now is by, you have to kind of show me by letting me see what you're up to or checking in with me or whatever. So I don't know. It's kind of, I think it's kind of nuanced, but it's Meg has a thought.
All I was going to say is, it's just a very fine line, because how many couples out there are going to, or how many, I mean, say for me, for example, I'm cheating, but I'm like, this is just like my personal life. Like, I don't really want you to, like, how easy is it to say, you set this boundary of, oh, like, this is my personal life, but I'm just cheating my life away.
Right.
But saying that, like, why would you not say that as the cheater, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that
is too easy to say. And I think, if anything, I'd rather my person, I'm very much an oversharer, so I'd rather my person, like, read all my texts and see the weird shit I send to, like, my sibling or something, than have them feel like, even a tiny bit, that I am interested in something or someone else. Like, if I want to journal, I might just get my old fashioned journal out and use my paper. Right. Or if I want to talk to my mom about something, I'm going to say, hey, like, I'm having a very, you know, personal conversation with my mom, or like, it's around your birthday. Like, please just, you don't need to go through everything, but you can check, like, all my DMs, you know, like, little things. But to say like a complete yes or complete no because it's my personal item, I think is a little too much. I don't know. I'm just an oversharer. I'd rather see every single thing I've ever said or done.
Yeah. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like also you could see how like your like significant other is acting with their phone. You know what I'm saying? Because like, if you feel like they're hiding their phone from you when they're texting or like kind of being secretive, then I feel like that kind of gives you like an inkling that maybe there's something going on. But I feel like we're both like, we'll sit there and just go through our phones together next to each other. And I just feel like that just makes us feel like there's nothing we're trying to hide, you know?
Yeah, true. That's it's a just good scary point. Now. There's so many scary, sad stories. Oh, it's like, everyone wants to trust and have a good, loyal, happy relationship. But I mean, like you said, there's like 50-year-olds, you know, young kids, teenagers, every age, people cheat, and it's just scary, and no one wants to be in that situation. Right. So I'd rather be safe than sorry than like waste years of my life.
Yes, and then find out
That I'm being loyal and my partner's being loyal.
Right.
Maybe there should be because then the cheater would just delete everything. I was going to say May 29th is the day of phone swapping amongst all couples, you know?
No, when my parents would go through my phone, I would hurry and check everything. because we used to charge our phones upstairs, and before I'd leave my phone upstairs every day, I'd be like, okay, did my friend send me any S-words or anything? I got to delete the S-words out of my text.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one, because I get it, because it's like... Yeah. You got to catch them cheaters.
But then it's like, what if they catch you looking through their phone and all of a sudden, and they had nothing, but then all of a sudden they think you don't trust them. So then I feel like either way, it just kind of, trouble. I don't know. It's a tough situation.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's plenty of opinion on this. So share your thoughts. Please. Are you the type that you just demand that you are able, you should be able to see your partner's stuff, or do you not care? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, put it in the comments. So, okay, we did it.
We did it.
Another episode. That one had hills.
Hills and valleys.
Hills and valleys. The end was better. Maybe we'll just cut the beginning. So if it starts right now, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. No, thank you guys for watching. You guys get some tea.
Yeah, you do.
I gotta tell you, we put it out there. No, thank you for watching. We appreciate every one of you. And if you haven't already, go follow us on Instagram because Lindsay says she's gonna out me there.
If Jaden doesn't share the video, I will.
Oh, here we go, ultimatums. be sure to check out our merch. We're working with some awesome businesses. I love to rave about this because we are in the most modest way killing it
for our clients.
And if you own a business, reach out to us because we will bring results. So, okay, I think that's it, right? Thank you so much for watching. Tune in next Monday for the next episode. And until then... Ta-ta.
Keep it between us.
Yes. Yeah, don't tell anyone about this, okay?
Bye-bye now. Keep this podcast between us.
If you enjoyed this episode of Between Us, be sure to check out this other episode that we think you will also like.
And be sure to subscribe so that you can see all of our videos.